SBS Radio.
This is SBS Radio, a Hmong program, and I am at Cathy Zeiger, Councillor of Division 3 in Cairns office. And we're going to update about SPK housing in Cairns. So a lot of Hmong community or other communities in Cairns are very anxious about latest updates about the housing. Will they be able to stay in the same house, or they have to be moved out, or what's going to happen to them? So yeah, we're going to update about this. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much, Rixay. Uh-huh. Yes, no, it's been an amazing journey over the last nearly 4 years to compliance for SPK housing. And look, I have to say that to see the young leaders rise up out of the Hmong community has been inspiring, because it's been a very difficult road. Working through bureaucracy, and it's just paperwork, and it's I was very privileged to be able to be involved, so that when the government says no, cut-off date is now, to be able to stand up and go no, you haven't done right by the Hmong people. Yes. They need assistance. This is their second language, and me, I speak English as my first and main language, and I can't understand this work.
Damn.
So, you know, we managed to get assistance. We managed to change the law, which enabled an extension of time. So I was very grateful to the Minister of Housing for doing that, and in state government. So once we had an extension of time, then we had to refocus on how we were going to keep the housing. And of course, during this time, understandably, the people were worried that they would lose their houses.
It is.
And of course, you know, and I would say, no, it's okay. You're not going to lose your houses. But of course, when you don't understand the laws of a new country, of course you're concerned. So we had a lot of meetings. We had some great meetings with the local community, so that we could talk with them. So the Hmong leaders could talk with the general residents and who are tenants of the houses, just to try and reassure them, but also to allow them to talk.
Yes, that's right.
So that we could listen. And there, if there was anything we didn't know, we could go and get the answers for. So the tenants have been very patient and understanding. But no, it was good. It was we got all the houses fixed, because the interesting thing is, in Australia, there's a certain level that has to be kept, and some of the houses had fallen below, simply because everybody's grateful just to have a house. And you know, and so of course, coming from somewhere where you're struggling, you don't even have a house, they're not going to complain. And that's where some of the problem was a cultural problem. No, we're okay. But then to step in and go, no, it's not okay. Your bathroom's not working, or your kitchen's not working. So we worked together, we fixed everything that needed to get fixed, got it up to scratch, filled out all the policy, the procedures. Oh my gosh, fix it. It was huge getting all these documents done.
Thanks to you.
There was a huge team. And you know, Olive Davis, Graham, there's a few others that just came on that were really helpful. There's another gentleman who was doing a thesis on Hmong language, and he's been, you know, fantastic. He's come in and helped as well. So it was like a whole lot of people came around. And then, of course, we stepped back so that the leaders could rise up. And that's what's happened. And look, it is so exciting that now that they have reached what they call compliant, they're now a compliant organisation, a tier 3 housing provider, so that the priority is given to Hmong people. The houses, there are some other people that are not Hmong who are in there. But it's available for people that meet the state government criteria. So, and if there was anybody who didn't meet it, they had a period of time to transition into a normal rental house. So it's been an amazing journey, but now SPK has triumphed. They're now completely
registered. Thanks to all the hard work.
Yes, it's been great. But we had a celebration the other weekend, and it was wonderful, really wonderful. So now it's in good hands. Leaders in the Hmong community are doing a great job. And I look forward to seeing it, continue for many years to come.
in regard to the new regulations, some Hmong community members are still a little bit worried about the criteria. Like, they're supposed to have a big families. They are the high needs, like new migrants, having language barriers, or either they're homeless or couldn't afford the house. Do you think that's the current situation will fit into Hmong community or other parts
of having SPK housing, because they can go straight to the managers in at SPK and in their own language express their concerns, do I qualify, and that way my C or Sai or one of the others will take them through all of the criteria and say, yes, you qualify, or no, you don't, so let us help you find a rental house.
So
we have to stick with the state government regulation. But that's the beauty, and that's why I said it has to continue. Because imagine being a refugee. Well, you would understand, I don't. Coming into a new country, you don't speak the language, you need housing. And the Australian government is very good that they will provide housing. But to not understand and be worried of losing it again because your history is of being kicked out and having lost housing and struggling. So you're expecting it to happen again. So in this case, it won't happen again. And to have people there that will fight for you to get you what you need is wonderful. So that's
That's fantastic to hear.
Yes, it's great news, isn't it? And the team there are doing a wonderful job, and they'll be able to support all the Hmong people very well.
There's going to be another AGM or the annual general meeting this October, November.
Yes.
Will you be there?
I'll go along. Absolutely. So whilst I'm not on the board anymore, I'm always there as an advisor. And always happy to go along. And it's good to ask. I always say, you know, always bring in people with different skills, no matter what you do in life. And that way they can ask a question and you can go, oh, I need to look at that. Oh, yes, no, I've done that, you know. And it's great. So I'm always happy to go in and be part of that community. It's been wonderful, actually, just developing relationships in the community.
I'm just wondering, this SPK housing is targeted specifically only for just Hmong community or any community that
the constitution states that it is mainly for Hmong people.
Okay.
But because it is state government, they are allowed to offer the house to, if there was no Hmong people and they had a vacant house, then they'll get a family
any community.
That's correct. But if they know that a Hmong family is coming, they'll hold that house if they meet the criteria.
One more question. I was just wondering, this SPK housing has been for Hmong community management for over 20 years.
Yeah, 28 years.
And I just wondering, are Hmong community, are Hmong families who stay in those public housings are still qualified to continue to stay? Or based on the criteria that we have discussed and the regulation, new regulation that they have to comply with?
Yes, so they regularly have to, we go through a checklist and they regularly have to comply. And you know the amazing thing with Hmong people, which you don't see in a lot of public housing, many Hmong families have transitioned out of public housing into and own their own home. And that's what you want for everybody in social housing, but often you see people, they get slack. And some people for no fault of their own, but the Hmong community, and that's what helped them get the extension, because they have, Hmong people are valued in our community. They're never any trouble with police, that the youth are good. Like seriously, they everyone contributes to our society here so much that we value you. And there's no problem with that at all. That's been an amazing thing. But to see people from social housing, from refugee background, to come out and then own their own home, amazing stuff, like really inspirational. So there's no nepotism. There's no, no, look, we know you, you just get to stay. That doesn't happen.
It's
very strictly monitored. And that way, and so it should be, you know, so it should be. So that opportunity is there for whoever is in need.
Yes, I see. In terms of other communities in public housing, is there a similar situation like that?
I don't think so. There are Indigenous housing. So that happens with our Indigenous people. But I don't, not that I know of, there's not another cultural group that has their own setup. I think there was But with all the new regulations, it was too hard. And they just said, no, we can't do it. Mm-hmm. They gave the houses back to the Department of Housing. But no, SPK, the fighters, they said, no, we want to keep it. Okay. So that's, the fighting spirit came out.
Do you have anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to say to the community so they understand?
Yeah, I just, I'm really proud to be associated with the Hmong community in Cairns. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm inspired by their fighting spirit to keep, when I said, look, I don't know if we can do this, they said, we have to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the spirit. That has been the attitude through everything. Yes. And you just can't not help because everyone's determined. And I just think that just everyone's going to go from strength to strength. And to see the younger generation rise up is wonderful. So, I'm very proud to be associated with them all. Cairns.
Thank you very much for your time and your insights.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
SBS.com.au.